How can we have an education minister who's not actually acting as the education minister? That's what I'm wondering this afternoon. And I think a lot of people are asking the same question. After it was revealed that the New South Wales Education Minister, Rob Stokes, is in fact not in New South Wales at the moment in charge of education, but instead furthering his own education at Oxford University in Britain. Mr. Stokes has been missing in action while the scandal at Punchbowl Boys High School reached crisis point. It's been revealed today the new principal of the school has been threatened with violence, and it comes after the former principal was dumped for resisting the introduction of anti-radicalisation programs at the school. And this all followed revelations that female staff at the largely Muslim school were excluded from official events. But while this scandal has been unfolding, Rob Stokes, the minister responsible, has not been the minister responsible. He hasn't even been in the country. Now, Rob Stokes also happened to be overseas studying when the former Premier Mike Baird announced he was resigning. And on that occasion, he bolted back to Australia because he thought that he was a quarter of a chance of becoming the next Premier of New South Wales. So he was quick to jump on a flight and get back to Sydney when he thought he might be in line for a possible promotion, which he didn't end up getting. But the Education Minister has not been quick to come home while there were major problems going on in his portfolio. We asked Mr. Stokes' office for a statement about his absence, and they say Assistant Minister for Education Sarah Mitchell is acting as Minister for Education until Sunday, March 12. Is that right? Who's Sarah Mitchell, I hear you ask? And where has she been all week while this has been going on at Punchbowl Boys High School? Well, your guess is as good as mine.